Alabama's Republican Governor Kay Ivey is apologizing for wearing blackface as part of a skit when she was a college student. It happened 50 years ago when Ivey was at Auburn University, but today that incident is provoking calls for her to resign. Troy Public Radio's Kyle Gassett reports.
Reportedly, there are no pictures of Governor Kay Ivey wearing blackface. The evidence that it happened came in the form of a 1967 radio interview during which her then-fiancé, Ben LaRavia, describes her appearance.
As I look at my fiancé across the room, I can see her that night. She had on a pair of blue coveralls, and she had put some black paint all over her face, and she was, we were acting out this skit called Cigar Butts.
LaRavia then says that during the skit, Ivy crawled on the floor pretending to look for cigar butts. Later in the interview, when Ivy's asked to react to LaRavia's description, she laughingly says,
"Well, that was just my role for the evening."
But Ivy wasn't laughing in a video she released on Thursday, in which she apologized for her participation in the skit, which she calls deeply regrettable.
"I will do all I can going forward to help show the nation that the Alabama of today is a far cry from the Alabama of the 1960s. We have come a long way."
Ivy has said that she doesn't remember the incident, but isn't disputing what LaRavia said in the interview. There have been messages of support from Republicans and Democrats, but there have also been calls for Ivy to resign. Democrat Wandalyn Gavan is a state representative from Birmingham.
"I think that my colleagues in the House, some of them in the House and the Senate, black and white, are some of the biggest hypocrites I've ever seen in my life, Republican and Democrat."
She says her colleagues don't want to risk the political consequences that come with denouncing the governor, and it bothers her that some of them have excused Ivy's actions because they happened over 50 years ago.
"I think about the 60s. I think about the death of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I think about the death of President John F. Kennedy, Senator Robert Kennedy. I think about the death of Malcolm X. I think about the death of all of those individuals who fought for injustice and for justice for all."
And when asked if the protests in the state will force Ivy to resign, Gavan says that she doesn't believe so. For NPR News, I'm Kyle Gassett in Montgomery.